This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Pablo Garcia. He's a customer support specialist with Banyan Air at Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport. And this FBO is designated as a gateway to the Bahamas. So they've got a lot of experience with pilots who want to fly out to the Bahamas. And, of course, as of just recently, that includes sport pilots. So, Pablo, you've got a lot of experience with this. And I'm sure now that it's winter here, a lot of pilots would like to think about maybe scheduling a trip to the Bahamas. So where would they begin?
Hi, Mary, first of all. And we are the designated FBO gateway to the Bahamas, like you said. And what we do basically here is we provide all the information that the pilot should need to go to the Bahamas. We offer what is called a free Bahamas kit. What basically means is we have a binder with all the forms, the checklist, even they have a VFR chart included in there that we send to the customer in advance so they can prepare for their flight to the Bahamas. Basically, you can ask for one through our website, www.banyanair.com, and go to FBO support. And in the webpage, you'll find a link that says free kit. And you just put your information, like address, phone number, name, and then we'll send you a free kit so you can prepare. And also, when you get to the FBO here at Florida Executive, we can help you out with things like the EAPs, which is where most of the pilots have problems trying to go through the Customs and Border Patrol webpage, filing an EAPs, which is the required going out or coming back to the United States electronic outbound information.
Okay. But the pilots can basically do that right there at the airport when they're preparing to leave. Is that right?
Yes, correct. They can also just show up here at Banyan and we'll have somebody help them with whatever information they need. We also offer, if they don't want to go the same day, we have great hotels discounted in the area, and we provide free shuttle to the hotels in the area as well.
Oh, okay.
We had the honor to be the host of the first Light Sport aircraft Bahama fly-in that was in December 10 to the 12th. And like you said, like you mentioned, that's for pilots that did not have FAA medical. Just their driver license works as a medical, and Bahamas is okay with it. The Bahamian governments accept that. They can fly to the Bahamas. And Light Sport is it's a great destination for Light Sport airplanes, Bahamas being almost clear skies, I would say, most of the time over there.
Okay, and what would a pilot have to think about in advance? I know you need a passport. Do you also need to have 12-inch letters on your airplane? Is that a requirement?
Yes, that is a requirement for every airplane leaving the United States needs to have a 12-inch numbers on the fuselage. The other one is the decal. The decal can be purchased through the webpage, Customs and Border Patrol webpage. It's a sticker that goes on the side window of the airplane. And it's good for a year. That is the entry registration for the airplane to come back to the United States.
Oh, I see. Okay. So basically, once a pilot is prepared, you've got your passport, you know that your airplane is ready. Then do you also need life preservers and do you need a life raft also to make this flight?
Regulations state that life vests are required, but rafts are not. They are recommended, but not required. So they can actually rent a raft or a vest here at Banyan. We provide rentals for those equipments as well on a daily basis. So if they don't have and they just figure that they need it, we can rent them right away.
Oh, okay. And how far is the overwater leg to get, say, from Fort Lauderdale to the Bahamas?
The first Bahamas island would be Bimini. That's only 90 miles, nautical miles from here, from FXC.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty doable
close.
Even for a pretty small aircraft.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, what's it like flying once you get to the Bahamas? Are there a lot of airports and pretty easy to get around, or is a lot of things to do?
Yes, we do provide also on that Bahama kit that I mentioned before, we do provide things to do over the Bahamas. The only requirement is to enter on a port of entry, which is a designated airport. There is a bunch of port of entries in different islands, but you need to clear customs in one of those. And then after that, you're free to hop on any island of the Bahamas, regardless if they have customs or not. You just need to clear once, and then you're good to hop around on any island.
And I would imagine, say, from this time of year through the spring, the weather's pretty nice over there.
It is pretty nice. Like I said, today is a clear sky right here. Going to the Bahamas is a preferred destination for most of the pilots.
So I guess if a pilot is interested in doing this, it's pretty easy to prepare. They can go to your website, which is banyanair.com.
Correct.
Or they can also go, I know the Bahamas, they also have a lot of information for pilots at bahamas.com. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We are preparing on our webpage as well a link where it's going to be the information of all the group fly-ins that we're going to have, that we're going to be hosting here at Banyan. So that way a pilot can look up, if they don't want to go by themselves, they can look up on our website. They'll find the information for the next group if they want to go in a group.
Oh, and okay, if not, great.
They can always call us or send us an email, and we'll be able to assist them with whatever information they need.
Oh, super. And I guess it doesn't really matter if you're a sport pilot or a private pilot, right? You can all just go.
Exactly. It doesn't really make a difference. Regulations are almost the same for both certified airplanes and light sport, except for the medical. That's the only difference, as a matter of fact.
Oh, all right. And of course, if you don't have a medical, that's not a problem.
As long as you're flying in light sport, it's not a problem.
Okay, thanks. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
For those pilots that are going for the first time,
mm-hmm.
I want to tell them that customs in Bahamas is very easy. I know it sounds complicated, but it's really not. And if you get to one of these, if you get one of these kits, it has a checklist with all the information and forms. We actually send the forms, the actual forms that you need to fill before you get in. It's pretty much self-explanatory, so there's not much trouble with one of these.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Pablo. Again, this was Pablo.
You're very welcome.
Pablo Garcia with Banyan Air, giving us some tips on how to fly to the Bahamas.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.